And now this is a dictation for Janet, J-A-N-E-T, Harvey, H-A-R-V as in Victor, E-Y, November 2544. Address as a letter to Dr. Reichman, R-E-I-C-H-M-A-N-N, 828-6835. Dear Dr. Reichman, a follow-up for Mrs. Harvey, who has renal failure, hypertension, history of renal artery stenosis, congestive heart failure, low ejection fraction, last visit in March. We did a teleconference on the phone. No hospital admission. Was evaluated emergency room for nose bleeding. No blood transfusion, already stopped. She's more physically active, trying to do some home as well as yard work. Presently no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, urine without infection, cloudiness or blood, minor edema, stable dyspnea, no oxygen, no purulent material hemoptysis, no chest pain palpitation syncope, no orthopnea PND, weight appetite is stable, nose bleeding stopped. Recently have procedure lower extremities, Dr. Safadi, S-A-F-A-D-I, although it's my understanding he used gas contrast. Next paragraph, medication list review. I will highlight the Norvas, Aldactone, Potassium, HCTC, Lasix, anticoagulated with Eliquis. Few months back, we stopped lisinopril because of abnormalities on kidney function. Next paragraph, blood pressure at home, 138.66, weight of 200, alert or intestine 3, normal speech, no respiratory distress. Next paragraph, chemistries in May, creatinine worse at 1.9, baseline is 1.3 to 1.4. Normal sodium, potassium in the low side 3.5, elevated by carbonate 33, normal glucose, present GFR 25, normal albumin calcium, liver function test not elevated, normal phosphorus. I review the procedure from April 12th, Dr. Safadi, S-A-F-A-D-I. Very limited amount of contrast was used. The presence of iliac artery stents with severe in-stent stenosis. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, acute and chronic renal failure. Recent vascular procedure, although minimal amount of contrast use, still the differential diagnosis will include cholesterol emboli. I do not see any gastrointestinal losses, vomiting or diarrhea. I do not see any other acute events, no anti-inflammatory agents, same medications at home. We will repeat chemistries to see if this is progressing or not. She, next number, peripheral vascular disease, but she has not noticed any new changes on lower extremity symptoms or severe gangrene or distal necrosis. Next number. Question, left side renal artery stenosis. However, the gradient was considered not high for what no stents were placed. Next number, congestive heart failure, low ejection fraction without decompensation. Next number, coronary artery disease, a three-vessel bypass surgery. clinically stable. Next number, atrial fibrillation. For what patient is anticoagulated with Eliquis, has a pacemaker defibrillator, prior ventricular tachycardia. Next number, history of gastric banding. Next number, we see what the new chemistry shows. She understands the meaning of advanced renal failure or potentially facing dialysis. Dialysis, however, is done for symptoms and GFR less than 15. All questions answered. End of dictation.